Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast. Hey, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Y'all, we're back again with another one. Y'all, I've been so behind. Like, I'm not gonna lie, this summer been beating me down, like beating me down to the ground. But today I would like to talk about what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about why individuals become business owners, and typically me. Why I became a business owner in general, you know, because there are several reasons why people choose to start their own business. But I'll give you some reasons why I started my business and, just give you guys a little insight on me and what I enjoy of being a business owner. You know, these different things, right? First and foremost, being a business owner is not easy. Let's be very clear about that. I tell you guys all the time, it's not easy, but it's a lifestyle. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the good. I enjoy the bad, the tears, the happiness, the ups, the downs, going above and beyond. And then those days that I can't show up at all, like, because I still have to show up. But I enjoy everything that comes with it because I ask for it. And it's not boring. It's far from boring. It's such a great feeling to be a business owner. So if you've been thinking about it, maybe you should do it, you know, but it's not easy. I just want you guys to know that. So what is a business owner, right? Google says a business owner is one person who is in control of the operational and monetary aspects of a business. Any entity that produces and sells goods and services for profit, such as e-commerce stores or freelance writer, is considered a business. Businesses can run alone or with a group of people. What is the role of a business owner, right? In general, business owners are responsible for the growth, the stability, the direction, the daily operations of the business. Additional job duties for typical business owners include meeting the service of the vendors or product sellers, suppliers who facilitate delivery. I had this question over the weekend. I've been working on some things and I was like, well, what is my title? So what is a business owner called, right? Because a lot of people like to say, oh, well, you know, I'm a business owner or owner. But CEO is another common title for business owners. And a lot of people put CEO in their bio. And I truly, truly, truly be wanting to know, do people know what the words or the acronym CEO, is it acronym or abbreviation? It's the abbreviation, but I think it's the acronym. Let's see what acronym is. Hold up 1 second. Acronym. Let's see. Acronym. Acronym. Wait, what is the meaning of an acronym? What is a acronym? Let's see. 1 second. What is a it's an abbreviation. Okay, I was right. So a lot of people have the acronym CEO in their bio. An acronym is the abbreviation and initials for other words. But I be wanting to know, do they know what CEO stands for? I wish I could ask this question and then I had people responding. But what does CEO stands for, the abbreviation? CEO stands for, drum roll. Let's see if I could get a drum roll. I think I could get a drum roll. Oh, no, that was a bird. Drum roll, please. CEO stands for Chief Executive Officer. If you answered that right, good for you. If you didn't know, now you know. CEO stands for the Chief Executive Officer. So before you put that in your bio, make sure you know what that means. Because a lot of people put the word CEO in their bio and don't know what the hell that means. They just do it. But that's another common title for business owner. This is a heavyweight title. You know what I'm saying? It basically lets everyone know that you are the person in charge. Okay. So what is the difference between, right, an entrepreneur and a business owner? Let's talk about this, right? Entrepreneurs are the founders and the creators of new products and services, right? While small business owners, right, they start a type of business that already exists within a marketplace. So I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a business owner. I'm a little bit of both because being on the business side, there was already clothing boutiques, right? There was already places to shop, right? So that's the business owner where I created a business that already exists and I just made my own business, right? But entrepreneur, you know, we find new ways and innovative ways. We create new things. We create new ways and products and services for people. You're basically creating a new wave, right? So I feel like I'm a little bit of both. But that's the difference. If you didn't know the difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur or oh, I'm a business owner, but they might be an entrepreneur. They might have created something, you know, but they consider themselves a business owner. So there's a lot of different entities and titles on how you want to differentiate, you know, different terms, analogies or different titles or I guess it would be title, whatever you want to call yourself, whether it's entrepreneur, business owners. There's different ways to separate it, right? So let's go and say, who's higher? That's a question, right? Who's higher, the CEO or the owner? Okay, so while most small companies are ran by an owner, larger companies typically have a CEO, right? And its highest level executive is in charge. Like, the CEO is going to be the highest, but smaller companies are ran by the owner, like myself. So the owner is the sole proprietor of the company, but he could also be the CEO. So corporations might have a CEO, they might have a, wait, what's under the CEO? Let's Google this. This is a Google day for all of us. This is a learning day for all of us. Hold up. Because there's a CEO. What's under, let's see, what is under the CEO? Oh, the COO. Okay. Hold up. Let me make sure. Right. Okay. So this is, okay. And I knew they had a CFO. Okay. So there's the chairman. There's the CEO. There's the COO, which is the chief operational officer. There is a CFO, which is the chief financial officer. Then there's a chief administrative officer, chief information officer, chief technology officer, chief marketing officer, chief human resource officer. So these are basically the people up over all these different departments. But it's important that you kind of know these things. You don't have to be that familiar with it. But when you're in business, you kind of want to know what you're talking about when it comes to things, right? So we're going to go back to the part where I said, CEO versus owner. It's pretty much the same thing. What's the difference? But it's not really. It's a difference, but it's not. The CEO and owner is the same person, but smaller companies typically just have the owner, which is the CEO, where bigger companies have the CEO, then they have the COO, and they have people that's like, you know, it's a pyramid. So who pays the business owner? Who pays a business owner? This is a real question. While most small business owners, we pay ourselves, right? It's called like the owner's draw. So we pay ourselves through something called the owner's draw, right? But the IRS views owners of the LLC, sole proprietors, or partnerships as self-employed. And as a result, you know, we aren't really paid through regular wages. We just take out what we need. But some people have where they have themselves on a payroll. But, you know, for the most part, small business owners, they pay themselves through the owner's draw. If you didn't know, now you know, right here on the PPP podcast. Yes. So we're going to keep going. So I'm dropping gems. I be trying to let y'all know, like, what's really going on. Because people don't really be knowing all the nitty gritty into being a business owner. But we're going to talk about it here today because it's not being talked about. So what is the biggest benefit of being a business owner, right? And I told y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, like, I kind of want to talk about what's a business owner, these different things, and that comes with being a business owner. Then I'll tell you guys, you know, the benefits of me being a small business owner. but it's independence, right? You have flexibility, you have power and control, passion and creativity, financial gains, right? Diversity, on customer basis, managing the cash flow, you know, just being able to be in control of the legal compliances. You have a lot of different benefits of owning a small business, right? And these are things you should kind of look into before or think about before starting a business. I think it's super important, and we don't tend to look at that when wanting to start a business. A lot of people just like, oh, I just want to work for myself. But it's just like, it's not easy working for yourself. It's a lot of things you have to do when you work for yourself, and you have to work a lot harder for yourself than you will work for anyone else. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about how do you become a business owner. Quick little rundown. We already talked about it. I told you guys this before. You do your research on your market. You got to create a business plan. You have to be able to fund your business. Pick the location. Choose the business structure. Choose your business name. Register your business. Get all your tax IDs and state ID, federal tax IDs. You get all that you need. And boom, you know, once you get those basic, I guess, licenses, you apply, you go, well, you got your tax IDs and everything, your EFIN numbers and all that, but you apply for your license and your permit, then you go ahead and you open up a bank account, and now the shop is open. You know, you just get ready to do whatever it is that you want to do, and bada boom, bada bam. Easy squeezy, right? But, you know, you got to do it. It's easier said than done, y'all. It's easier said than done. Is it good to be a business owner, right? Being a business owner is a great way to be your own boss and make a good living, but it's not easy, right? It's not easy at all. And that's what I really, really, really be talking about on the pod, because I let y'all know the transparent side of it. Like, I'm not sitting here about to tell y'all this shit easy, because it's not. I be crying. I've been beat down. I've been behind on my pods. I've been can't keep employees. I've been having a lot of bullshit going on that's not in my control. But, you know, it literally requires a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of time sacrifice. Being a respected business owner is very rewarding, y'all. Especially if you're able to grow your company to make more money than you did as an employee. So there's a lot of benefits and a lot of rewards that you can get from being a business owner. But I just want y'all to know it's not easy. You have a lot of financial rewards, and you're able to gain a lot of opportunity to innovate and impact your community. And that's what I do it for. Like, I do it for my freedom. I do it for the rewards that I gain. But I also be wanting to know and show females that look like me, the brown and the black females, to know that it's possible. You can do it. If I could do it, you could do it. And I did it with no help, right? So if I could do it, you could definitely do it. So let's talk about why me. Why did money, right, become a business owner? So I basically became a business owner, you guys, because I desire freedom, right? The freedom to make my own decisions and being my own boss. You know, I wanted to have control over my work, and I wanted to be able to shape my destiny in my profession. When you work for someone else, which isn't a bad thing, but you don't have that control. You don't have that freedom. And it's not a bad thing. But I just wanted more control over when I went to work and how I worked and what kind of stress I worked under. And just, I wanted to just have more control over myself. And when I say my professional destiny is just like, I want to know, my work solely depends on how hard I work. My reward depends on how hard I work, right? And I say that because you reap the fruits of your labor, right? But sometimes I feel like, you know, I should feel like I should be a millionaire already. I told you guys that I should be a millionaire already if you ask me. But I'm one person and I'm just trying to make it happen accordingly. So I take my time, but I'm in control of how it plays out. I'm in control. Okay. So the next thing would be, you know, me starting a business, it allowed me to pursue my passion, you guys. It allowed me to turn a hobby or something that I was interested really in, which was fashion, into a career. And not only was I interested in fashion, but I love uplifting women. Like, I love making the next woman feel good. So that's something I have a passion for. It's something that makes me feel good. So it gave me the opportunity to align my work values and create something meaningful. So it's like, I value, you know, customer service. I value fashion. I value, you know, staying up to date and in a line. But I also put hand in hand with uplifting women, making women look good, being able to provide looks for less, you know, being able to serve my communities. So do you see why I say I'm able to value me, align my values and create something meaningful? That's what I mean by that. Because I had a lot of passion, but I also have purpose. So that's another reason, right? Outside of that, right, the next thing I would say was me becoming a business owner. It offered potential financial success, right? And wealth creation. Everything I'm doing is not just for me. I'm doing it for my kids to come so that if they want to, you know, reap the benefits, hey, then they will. And not even just benefits of gaining this, but just, you know, your mom worked hard and she developed something that I could pass down to my kids. I could pass down a business to my kid. I could pass down, you know, everything that I'm working for now to my kids. So, you know, being able to gain the financial success and create wealth, that is something super, super, super important to me, and it should be important to you. Rather than working for like a company and I'm on a fixed income or a fixed salary, you know, entrepreneurs, we have the opportunity to build a profitable enterprise, you guys. I told y'all that before. It's lucrative. And for sure, you're able to reap the rewards of your efforts. Like I just said that. I'm like, you know, you're able to eat the fruits of your labor. It makes sense. You can't do it tomorrow. You can't plant the seed today and eat the fruits tomorrow. But over the time and time of your growth, you'll be able to eat your fruit. You will. So, you know, being able to have that financial potential is another reason why I chose to become a business owner. Also, starting a business, you know, it allowed me to be innovative and, you know, create ideas and bring them to life. You know, basically making a unique contribution to my industry, being able to be a creator, being able to, you know, set trends. Like I'm really literally in control of the trends in my city. I'm one of the people that can say I influence my city's fashion. So being a creator in that way, you know, it keeps me feeling good. You know, it gives me that opportunity to contribute, not only to my industry, but to my city, right? It provides an avenue for creativity and the, you know, ability for me to develop, you know, new services, new solutions, new trends for my community. So being able to be innovative and creative was another way for me, you know, another reason why I became a business owner. It's super, super important to stay creative, stay innovative. Yeah, you have to. You got to stay on trend. You got to be above them, or you got to set them. And that's the reality of it. So outside of that, you guys, being a business owner, you know, is super important to me, to where I'm able to have that flexibility in my schedules, right? To be able to achieve a better work life, because I'm able to be flexible. I'm able to flex my work life and my personal life and create a balance. And I talked about that like a bunch of pods ago, like when I first started the podcast. Entrepreneurship, it often requires the hard work and the dedication, but it provides greater control over my time and the ability for me to prioritize my personal commitments. So you have to be able to know how to balance your personal life and your work life. But being a business owner, it gives you that flexibility and work-life balance. There's nothing that you can give back. Like, you could get a lot. I'm sorry. There's nothing more worthy that you would want back other than time. You can't get time back. It's super, super important. You can't get it back, though. It's not happening. So being able to flex, you know, my time and my work life, I love that for me. I love to be able to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go here today and still be able to do work from there. Like I told y'all, I went out of town, lost my laptop, you know, but I was still working even though I was out of town. I love to be able to go somewhere else and still be able to work. You know, I love that. And it's a great feeling, but it's a lot. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people cannot do it. And lastly, we're going to be truthfully honest. I would say this was probably my final reason of why I became a business owner. Because building a business, you guys, it offers the chance to like make a very, very, very positive impact on society. You know, whether it's me solving a problem, creating jobs, you know, contributing to the community, it allows me to make a positive impact on society, on my community. That's super, super important to me. You know, I strive to leave a lasting legacy, not only for my future family, but I want to make a difference in the world. Like I said, I want, women to know that it's possible. And it doesn't just have to be, you know, women, but it could be men too. You know, I just want people to know, especially the ones that look like me, to know that it's possible, because we have had so many years of it's not being possible for us. And it's like, you know, if I could do it, you can too. I want you to know you're capable. You're fully capable of doing it. So, you know, I'm gonna close that with saying the impact and legacy. Being able to leave an impact on the world and being able to create a legacy for your family. These are the reasons that keep me motivated, and this is what helped me start my business and become a business owner. These reasons. Like, there's nothing else I could tell. These are my top reasons of why I became a business owner. It's a lot of purpose inside. It's a lot of purpose. It's a lot of gain. But I ain't just do it because somebody else was doing it. You get what I'm saying? I ain't just wake up and be like, oh, I'm going to start a business. Nah, like, I thought deep into it. And a lot of people start businesses. Oh, I'm going to start selling clothes. Or I'm going to start doing lashes. Or I'm going to start, you know, being a tax preparer. Or I'm going to start selling sneakers. Or I'm going to start selling juices. Just because they see the success for the next person, but they have no purpose in it. And I feel like businesses that are purposeless, they don't last long. Or if you're doing it just because you think you can do it, you might get some quick money, but it won't be for long. It's more of like you want that popcorn success. It's not going to happen. It's not. So these are my reasons of why I became a business owner in general, overall, right? And with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this pod today. I hope I was able to be a little informative about us business owners, why I became one, you know, the different terminology. I hope you guys enjoy this pod. Until next time, you guys. You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.